This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. On your marks, get set, bake. Well, not you, but that's what 9 amateur bakers from around the U.S. did, and they headed to jolly old England to compete each week to be star baker. The latest season of the Great British Baking Show's American spinoff has just debuted on the Roku channel, and you can watch it in full now. You may also notice that Chicago is well represented in the bake-off tent. And we are lucky enough here on Reset to get to chat with the Chicago cohort of the Great American Baking Show, Martin Sorge, Sarah Chang, and Nirali Chauhan. All right, so you three are not professional bakers, right? This was all just a hobby for you?
Yes, huge hobby, passion project.
So, Sarah, what do you do when you're not baking?
So I'm currently a nursing student at the College of Nursing at the University of Illinois Chicago. And previous to doing that, I was working as a public health program director at a community-based organization.
And Nirali, you're not a baker full-time?
Not full-time. Full-time, I am a medical student at the same school as Sarah, and we similarly have backgrounds in public health, so baking is our only shared passion.
Okay, so Martin, you better be working in medicine too, because there seems to be a theme here.
I am not. I work in economic development consulting, but I also ran a community-based organization here in Chicago and worked for the city for a while.
So what pushed you to compete in the Great American Baking Show?
You know, I have always loved baking. It's been like a big hobby. I've always been a foodie. And a few years ago, you know, I've always loved the Great British Baking Show. It's like one of my favorite things to watch. And a few years ago, I saw that they were auditioning folks for the American version. I applied, and then I just kept on applying until I made it on the show.
They finally picked you. How many times was that? I'm curious.
I think I applied 3 times.
Third time was the charm.
Yep.
Were you a fan of the show before joining it, Sarah?
I was a huge fan of the show. I started watching when the British show was made available to us in the States. I think it was around 2013, 2014. Mm-hmm. And I just like became very quickly obsessed with it. And it really was the thing that got me into baking more elaborate bakes and really trying to expand my repertoire. And yeah, I still am a huge fan of the show. I'm like watching our show as if it's the show. It's very funny and strange for me, but
yeah,
it's great. It's
that's super awesome.
Fun.
What about you, Nirali? Did you watch?
Longtime fan. The show is so wholesome. It's really hard not to be. And I've watched every season, the American versions as well. Never once did I think that I would be on the show. So
that's
to be
wild.
On it, it is so wild, but really surreal, especially when you're friends with the people that you're watching on the current season. So it's so exciting to finally share with friends and family.
So did this friendship happen through the show, or did any of you know each other beforehand?
No, we all met the first day we arrived. Nirali and I were on the same flight, and when we
even though you're both connected to UIC,
yeah, that's right. We found out about that when we first met, which
that's
is kind
so
of
funny,
very funny. And Martin and I also have a lot of sort of similar experiences and past that we've never crossed paths until the show, and it gave us just the opportunity to get to know each other even more, both while we were filming and also when we were having time off. And yeah, we've become quite close friends.
Who taught you how to bake, Martin?
You know, I'm pretty much a self-taught baker. My parents were always big foodies, not in like the pretentious sense, but like they knew when sweet corn was ripe. They knew, you know, where to get the best, you know, local pizza in Indiana where I'm from. And I've always played with my food is what my mom says. And then, but I was a really bad baker. And then maybe 10 years ago, I said, I can cook. I should be able to figure out this baking thing. So when I started to actually measure things and follow recipes, I realized, oh, I can do anything.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. Sarah, you talked a moment ago about like upping the intensity of your bakes. How did you get into it?
Well, To be perfectly honest, it was a procrastination tactic when I was getting my last graduate degrees. And so it was a really wonderful way to like decompress, put in some of my creative juices, as well as like focus in on honing in skills. And as I've gotten older, I've realized that I really appreciate like getting good at technique. Whereas when I was younger, I just like to kind of, you know, do things by feel. But I think now I appreciate the technique, and baking is one of those things where you can really feel the gratification of mastering a baking technique.
Technique, for sure. Very good skill for the Great American Baking Show. Yes. I'm sure that helped you. What do you love about baking, Nirali?
For me, I find it to be so meditative, and it's really just like medicine is a tool for me to do good in my community. I started baking a little bit more 3 years ago after the murder of George Floyd. I was inspired by this Instagram account called Bakers Against Racism and started raising funds by holding bake sales in my small apartment kitchen in the South Loop. It was really fun. I was baking hundreds of cookies. And so just like Sarah, the techniques start to get really enticing. You can marry your creative and technical brains because baking is an art and a science. And so it's so fun to come up with new flavors and combinations and textures and all that stuff. And yeah, it's just so fun.
Well, though this is the American spinoff, you still had to head to the English countryside to bake in the famous Bake Off tent. Mm-hmm. You had to face judges Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith. Mm-hmm. Any nerves at all around Paul and Prue? Because, I mean, Paul, that stare alone.
Absolutely. I mean, they first come to your bench on the first episode.
And I mean, Martin, you look shook right now.
I'm reliving the experience of them walking to your bench. And first you feel like you've been sucked into your TV. And then you realize, like, oh, I actually have to perform now. Like, the cameras are on. It's time to go.
Yeah, it was. I'm feeling starstruck just thinking about
still
it.
Shook. Everyone's frightened. My goodness.
No. I think they're incredibly
kind.
They
were very nice and wonderful, wonderful people.
Yes. Yep. They want you to succeed as much as you want to succeed. And that is the whole ethos of the show. Everybody wants to do their very best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So any fan of the show knows that there are three challenges: the signature, the technical, and the showstopper. And throughout the competition, you're not just showing off your baking skills, but you're creating original recipes. And the ask, it's kind of a big one. So here are hosts Ellie Kemper and Zach Cherry in episode one.
For our first signature challenge, our judges will be looking to see who can pass the bar.
Now, don't worry. We are not talking about the legal exam that Kim Kardashian aced. We're talking about cookie bars.
Our judges will be looking for 12 identical layered bars with a cookie base. They must include a decorative element and have two visible layers.
They should reflect who you are and have some personal meaning.
You will have 2 hours to complete the challenge. So, on your marks,
get set.
Sarah, your heart is just beating right now just listening to that. My thing is, it's challenging enough to make up your own recipe. I mean, I would be lost right there. That's where I would lose the Great American Baking Show. But then you're supposed to come up with one that reflects who you are and has personal meaning. Where do you start?
I really started with just the flavors that I've always loved eating, because that's usually what inspires the flavors that I want to bake. And for me, I think of, you know, times with family is really the first thing that comes to mind, and some of the more like common ingredients that I would have in meals with family. And for that challenge, I really lent on some of the you know, ingredients of Chinese cooking, like sesame and ginger and things like that. But these cookies I actually love making during the holidays to share with my friends and family.
How far do you go when experimenting with your bakes, Nirali?
For me, I'm a very technical person. When I was developing these recipes, I went deep into the literature. I was learning about butter content, hydration levels, different temperatures, steaming techniques. I went in. I went all in.
What about you, Martin?
Yeah, I tried to really think deeply about, like, what are my favorite flavors? What are my favorite things to bake? Really, what do I want to reflect on this show that people are going to watch? Mm-hmm. You know, in the first episode, it's not a spoiler, but the showstopper challenge is make a scene from your hometown. So I made a classic Chicago scene that has a ton of meaning for me.
Love that.
With some of my favorite flavors. So that was, I just tried to bring out a lot of me to the show, yeah. as everyone did.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We're talking to three Chicago amateur bakers who just finished competing in the Great American Baking Show. Now, it's the U.S. spinoff of the Great British Bake Off, and the full season just dropped on the Roku channel, where you can watch now and see the star bakers, the kitchen disasters, and who gets the Hollywood handshake. Our guests today are three Chicago bakers who competed this season. That's Martin Sorge, Sarah Chang, and Nirali Chauhan. Now, we aren't going to tell you whether one of these three wins at all or not. You're just going to have to watch the season to find out. Mm-hmm. So I got to ask about the technicals, right? Because those are probably the most fun to watch. They're also probably the worst to compete in, I admit, because you get a challenge where Paul basically hands you a recipe and no directions.
None.
None.
Bake this obscure 18th century dessert that you've never heard of. Go.
That's exactly it.
What was that like?
It was fun.
I also really enjoyed it. There's something about going in, not knowing what's going to happen, and then just like a puzzle trying to figure it out in real time. It's a good time.
Yeah. I mean, like, that we're kind of type A slash nerdy when it comes to this sort of thing, which is why we say it's fun, but it's true.
Martin's and they, like, were, yep.
They were really good challenges for us because there was literally, in every one that I did, there was no instruction. It was make this. Period.
That's right.
So we really did test our knowledge.
Something else that's so sweet about Bake Off and what fans, I think, love about the show, I think you hinted at this earlier, Nirali, is that it's not a cutthroat, uber competitive type of show, right? So does that maybe take any of the pressure off when you're in the tent and you're working on a challenge, Martin?
I think it does. I mean, you win a cake plate and pride.
Well, so there's something.
So it's you come in and they cast really just lovely, smart, creative people. So as soon as you met them, you bonded with them as friends. And so you want everyone to do their best. You don't want somebody to mess up. You want to help people if, you know, at the end of a challenge you have 1 minute left, like one time happened and Sarah said, "Help." And so I turned around and helped, you know, glue a piece of her bake together.
I don't know that I would have, Sarah. Sorry. I would have been like, sorry, girl.
Sasha, it's okay.
Just kidding.
I get it.
But the three of you have become fast friends. I mean, do you keep in touch with other bakers?
Oh, absolutely. I think a true testament to the team-oriented aspect of the show, even though it is an individual competition, is the fact that from the get-go, we had a group chat going. Every day, we're still talking to each other. We're talking about what we're baking over the weekend. Mm-hmm. How can we fix somebody else's bake across the country? Mm-hmm. We had a reunion here in Chicago just a few weeks ago, actually.
Oh, did you?
We hosted all of the bakers, and it was so fun. We had Pequods and went to the Bean and did a lot of Chicago favorites.
Oh, I love that so much. Paul Hollywood kicked off the season and said he was looking forward to the unusual flavors that American bakers would bring. So are there some flavors that are more American and some that are more British? You're laughing and staring at each other. I have to know this inside joke.
Apparently, yes. I think all three of us are really proud of where we come from. And so we brought that into the tent and both in kind of representation of Chicago, but also the flavors of
where we are in
here. But
I mean, the Brits, they use like specific spices maybe that we don't use so much.
They have a hard time with strong cinnamon flavors.
Yes,
and also they don't understand using sweet corn in desserts. That's all I'll say.
They don't like corn. Well, not mixed with it.
I don't think that Paul quite understood that it can be turned into a dessert and be beautiful and elegant.
Yeah, and I think to be fair, like sweet corn in the Midwest in August is very special.
Yeah.
And it's a really specific flavor.
It.
And it's not something that is familiar to Paul.
I bet there was a lot of talk in the group chat after that.
Oh, absolutely. Our group chat, in fact, is just three corn emojis.
I knew it. I absolutely knew it. Well, before I let you go, I got to ask, because Paul's favorite dessert is key lime pie. So what's yours, Martin?
Ooh, that is a tough one.
Or maybe your go-to summer bake, whatever's easier.
I will take a flaky pastry crust and put whatever fruit is currently best in it and just serve it to whoever's at my house. Mm.
That is also my go-to. One of my favorite things to eat that I need to eat more often now that I'm thinking about it is a brownie sundae.
Yes.
So yeah,
that's a Midwest
sundae.
Classic. Something yeah. warm.
A warm
and
brownie
cold.
With cool ice cream on top.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorites and go-tos as well. What about you, Nirali?
For me, it's a pavlova. I always have extra egg whites. I love topping it with a big mountain of cream, fruits that are in season, some curds, some mint. I love it.
This is such a Chicago conversation. I love it. We'll leave it there. Nirali Chauhan, Sarah Chang, and Martin Sorge. They are three Chicago bakers who all just finished competing in the Great American Baking Show. Now remember, you can watch the latest season, which just debuted on the Roku channel. Nirali, Sarah, Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thanks for the cookies, Martin.
You're welcome.
This episode of Reset was produced by Meha Ahmed, who edited the episode along with Andrew Merriweather. That's all for today. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Have a great rest of the weekend. We will talk to you again on Monday.